I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Tim Williams, CEO at Analytica, an influencer marketing software platform that connects brands with influencer communities, helping to scale and structure influencer programs globally. To learn more about Analytica, visit analytica.com. Tim, welcome to Cybercrime Radio. It's so great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Hillary. Really pleased to be here.
So starting off, Tim, Analytica just published the Who's Who in Cybersecurity, and I'm hoping you can briefly speak to that piece, who it covers, you know, broadly, why it was important to publish, and then sort of the overall purpose and benefit to readers.
Sure, absolutely. What Analytica has been going for over 10 years now, and originally we published Twitter lists of influencers on certain topics, but just over recent years, I think organizations, and in particular marketing, communication, digital, social employees at organizations are really looking at to reach out to the industry experts and the movers and shakers in particular topics. And this could be to find people to speak at an event. This could be to find someone to amplify their insightful content or piece of research, or it could be a journalist, analyst, or someone that that maybe is an expert, not an influencer, that can just speak about cybersecurity in depth. So really what we are doing as a social analytics company is trying to pull together all the movers and shakers in one particular topical area. And we chose cybersecurity because it was Cybersecurity Awareness Month in October, and just the rise of importance in cybersecurity is really important to some of our largest tech customers. And so we thought that was one of the most prominent topics to focus on.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And as in terms of influencer marketing, I've mentioned this on a couple episodes of our show, so our listeners might be familiar, but I have a background over the past almost decade or so in advertising and marketing. So I understand firsthand the benefit and value of influencer marketing with different industries such as natural channel, fitness, fashion, etc. But I'm not so familiar with how that could work in cybersecurity. So I'm hoping you can take us through a little bit more deeper in depth, you know, kind of including what you just mentioned, how you think influencer marketing can impact the cybersecurity industry and, you know, tech clients and things like that.
Yeah, sure. So let's just talk about a few brands like, you know, Fortinet, Cisco, Microsoft, sure, IBM, you know, RSA, you know, part of Dell Technologies. If you're an organization like that, then historically, a lot of white papers are created, maybe events in person, which of course is not possible at this current time. And, you know, maybe rolling out a senior exec, like a CEO or CTO or one of your top subject matter experts. But the issue in the marketplace now is there's just so much content, and the actual people and the sort of key decision makers into the industry don't trust your brands pumping out information from their logo. And they actually don't trust CEOs either, or the C-suite. They really trust peers or external industry experts that are creating inspiring content and actually driving the industry forward. So the reason for publishing this Who's Who is to publish a community of experts that can help advance the industry, rather than every single brand that wants to sell cybersecurity services to publish a ton of content that is going to get lost in the ether. So it's really trying to deliver clear signal, and it's trying to connect the brands who are trying to sell services, but also to advance the industry, to communicate what they're doing in much more engaging ways through influencers. And when we talk about influencers, some of them are influencers professionally in a B2B context, i.e. they create content and they get paid by brands to communicate to the industry. Other people are just experts who would never consider themselves to be influencers. But of course, everyone has an influence in this world. So when you're looking at B2B marketing, it's very different from like a fitness or a fashion influencer gig. It's much more nuanced, and it's much more just helping brands tell stories so that the industry can advance and can get the best minds together to be able to produce solutions at the end of the day.
That makes sense. And so Analytica has historically published influencer lists as a part of demonstrating thought leadership, but now has, to my knowledge, made the pivot to the who's who. And the first iteration of that was published in September regarding the Industrial Internet of Things, or IIoT. Why the pivot to the who's who, and what other, I mean, you spoke to that a little bit in your first response, but why that pivot? Why is that so important now? And then what other industries do you think you'll be exploring?
Sure. I think that's a great question. We have, for the past 10 years, connected people together in communities. So we have, you know, since 2009, we've connected people, you know, say in North America to people in Europe and Asia, you know, through publishing Twitter lists. And that was fantastic. We built people's careers just off publishing a ranked list where they would reach out to each other, connect, and then they would do great things. But clearly the world is bigger than just Twitter.
Yeah.
And you know, even though it's a great channel to be able to produce thought leadership, you know, there are lots of offline influencers that are obviously influencing industries, but just don't have social channels. LinkedIn is a major channel, and there's also, you know, YouTube, blogs, forums, online media, et cetera, et cetera. So we recognize the need to expand beyond Twitter, because actually there are more and more you know, top 20 or top 50 people in cybersecurity or AI or IoT being published by more organizations trying to win recognition with some of the top people in the industry. So what we found by doing the analytics is that sometimes the same 30 people got recognized for IoT as AI and cybersecurity and, you know, different topics, because they were using hashtags in a clever way to game the system. So what we didn't want to do, and we've actually seen the result of this, where sometimes there are a lot of tech brands, you know, fighting over the same, you know, 50 influencers, where that actually creates its own, you know, issues in a marketplace, where they would push up the prices and everyone would be fighting over the same people. And clearly there are many more global experts than just the top kind of 50 to 100, you know, tech social influencers. So that kind of bubble, we wanted to really expand that. And just by doing, so we got 38 algorithms that contribute to this Who's Who report. And as well as focusing on people's influence and authority and expertise on multiple channels, we also do secondary research on who has been speaking at industry events. So we get the people that have been walking the walk rather than maybe just been publishing content for more of a marketing context.
Okay. And so for the IIoT, we have some episodes and some guests who are familiar with the Internet of Things. And so the idea behind that was that similar to the Who's Who published on cybersecurity as far as value add? Okay.
Exactly. It's the same format. And we want to be very consistent with the format, so that if you wanted people to create content, you know, it might be a podcast like this one or a YouTube channel, you can find the content creators. If you want to find the analysts, you can find the analysts. But what we want to do is to make sure that the people in IIoT or cybersecurity are experts in that particular topic. The people that we regard as professional influencers or social media amplifiers can help amplify content, but they're not necessarily experts in that particular topic. So it's a very important differentiation, because when you're in marketing and advertising, as you know, you can leverage influencers as a alternative to paid media.
Right. You just send them the product and then they just get acquainted and then they can promote.
Exactly.
Right. You can't do that here.
So it would just be an alternative spend rather than you're paying for LinkedIn advertising or Twitter advertising. You would actually ask these influencers to amplify the content for a certain fee if it was just a transactional relationship. But of course, in B2B, you can build organic relationships. It doesn't have to be on a pay-to-play basis. But they are people that that may not have the expertise or the content creation, but they have a lot of people making decisions within cybersecurity that you may want to amplify your content because you get access to their audience. To be able to answer your second part of your question, what topics are we going to cover? We are going to cover over 500 topical communities.
Oh,
and
wow.
This ranges from your tech, finance, healthcare, your environment. So what we're looking for are the industry hot topics. So it could be the future of work. It could be the future of healthcare, the future of energy. It's also, you know, ed tech, your technology within education. It's we're looking at the key innovative areas of different industries. Technology is a big industry for us, so we're going to focus a disproportionate amount of content within the tech industry. So your artificial intelligence, you know, could be one that we do next. But what we like to do is we like to break it down into different contexts. So in this particular cybersecurity one, we broke it down into threat protection and info and compliance and cloud security, because there's obviously different nuances and different solutions that, you know, tech enterprises deliver. So whether it's email security, security management, information protection, mobile security, or network firewalls, you know, those companies should be able to find the relevant influences to be able to communicate to their end target audience.
Awesome. And so that makes a lot of sense. And so thank you. And so here at Cybercrime Magazine, when I was reading through the who's who of cybersecurity, the journalist category is, of course, of the utmost importance to us because we are journalists ourselves. And the people featured are reporters from the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and as well as our founder and editor-in-chief, Steve Morgan. So can you share with us a little more about how you determine those individuals featured in the who's who? You spoke to looking at them through a couple different platforms which creates what I read on Analytica as topical authority, but just looking for you to walk us through that a little more.
Sure. So the reason why Steve appeared on our top journalists is because we use what we call the four R's of influence.
Okay.
So we focus on reach, resonance, relevance, and reference. So I'll go through those in one by one.
Okay.
So reach is the size of your audience. It's often, you know, the number of followers or subscribers to your channel. It's typically what people misconstrue as influence, but it's an important factor of that. So do you have 2 million people follow you, or do you have your 10,000, for example? That's a factor because you can reach a certain proportion of them through your first degree network. The interesting thing, though, is that you could have 10 followers and be the most influential person in the industry if those 10 people who are following you then share your content and you start driving, you know, influence within millions. So it's always a really interesting figure because it's just one of the factors. So it's one of our 38 algorithms. Then resonance is an engagement metric. So when you publish, if Steve, he obviously does publish a lot of content on cybersecurity, how much engagement is he getting on that particular post in terms of likes, retweets, you know, LinkedIn shares, and also how much are people referencing that post within forums or blogs or online media?
Right.
When we go to relevance, then we'll look at how much of someone's content is focused in one particular area. So Steve is focused on cybercrime and cybersecurity. He's got a big proportion of his content in that area. There are other tech influencers that are general tech influencers who might publish, you know, 0.5% of their content in cybersecurity or cybercrime. And so they don't have a high degree of relevance to cybersecurity, although they do touch upon it. And the last thing is reference, which is the topical authority that you mentioned.
Okay.
So are you being cited by the key influencers in the industry? So is Steve being referenced by, you know, key execs at Microsoft, Cisco, IBM, you know, RSA, for example? Is he being referenced by other journalists within our publication? If that's the case, then he's going to receive a very high reference score as well. So Steve, ranked, you know, highly for each one of those. And we've got, I mean, those are the main four ones, but we've got 38 plus algorithms that pertain to this kind of influence.
Okay, great. And then, you know, journalism was just one section of the Who's Who report, of course, for anyone who hasn't, you know, already read it, they can go to Analytica to read that. There are others, of course, but do you think specifically for journalists, it's important for them to be active on social media? And if so, why?
I think that's a great question. And you're really opening up a big subject there.
Yeah, that's which, true.
which is great. I've always believed that journalists and analysts should be there, you know, publishing content on social. I think that the effects that and the influence it can have are amazing. And I'm always interested when we actually analyze who the top journalists and analysts are, why some of the journalists that you would expect to come up through their publications don't come up. Mm. So I think visibility is absolutely key. You know, during the pandemic, especially, we've advanced how we spend time online, how right. we consume our media. We've advanced 5 years in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I think more and more, I've seen over the past 10 years, I've seen, you know, analysts from the big analyst houses just not be visible, you know, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, you know, too much. I see that changing through our data. And so I think it's fantastic when people are at the top of their industry, but they're also turning some of their messages and their content offline into bite-sized pieces of content through especially LinkedIn and Twitter, because those are the two main channels within the kind of industry marketing that we see are the most influential.
And I've seen a big shift since March in LinkedIn as a platform. So I understand why you would want to integrate that into the Who's Who list. But is that, you know, that's kind of a contender now as far as content and with Twitter, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that LinkedIn and Twitter have a lot of similarities, but they're also extremely different as cultural medium channels. LinkedIn is where most execs feel more comfortable than Twitter. Twitter, you can get some really high engagement levels and things can take off in Twitter, but they can also feel like you're posting content into the abyss and not getting anything back.
Right.
And I know that a lot of execs struggle with Twitter potentially. LinkedIn is a wonderful organic content channel, and it's just, you know, driving so much value at the moment. Twitter has always been historically the place where people are publishing news and announcements and events, and that's always been very strong. But LinkedIn, people have got often stronger networks on LinkedIn because their previous employees and their colleagues and peers have been following them over a period. You know, if you've been working for 15 or 20 years, you've often got a couple of thousand people in your network who are following you. Whereas Twitter, people follow you off the back of the content that you publish. So you have to develop that over time.
Right.
So so there's key differences, but they're both... What you can do as a journalist and analyst is you can create the same content, but you can push them out on both channels just by publishing exactly the same message. And it goes to a different audience, but they're complementary. And I think that's really, really important to be able to develop both channels, to be able to drive your influence outside of your own organization.
That's good advice for any, you know, influencers, analysts, journalists who are listening. And for our listeners, are there any other, you spoke to that there would be more with the Who's Who as that progresses, but are there any other tech or cybersecurity pieces that Analytica publishes, which you think would be of interest to our audience?
Sure. Well, we've on our website, we've got many, many top influence lists on cloud, on AI. We're going to be doing something on robotic process automation very soon. We've got a ton of tech topics coming out on the coming months. So you know, please do visit our website and you can find the resources there. We're also very happy to get feedback in terms of what Who's Who reports people will most value going forward. So it's a evergreen, you know, organically built list according to what the demand is in the marketplace.
Right. Awesome. And before we sign off, is there anything else that you would like our audience to know?
I think the key is to develop connections and community. We're a big fan of helping organizations develop a community of experts and to create really inspiring content. So that's our mission. We would love to help anyone to be able to achieve that. And really, these Who's Who reports are free resources just designed to help advance cybersecurity as a topic. So that's really our message, and we're keen for collaboration. So if anyone listening to this has any ideas on how we can co-create content or develop community, then we're very focused on making that happen.
Fantastic. That's a great message, especially, as we're continuing to work from home into 2021. So that's great. Tim, thank you so much for your time and for joining us today. This has been a really great conversation.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Hillary, and to Cybercrime Magazine as well. So yes. I appreciate what you and Steve are doing.
Of course, our pleasure. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Tim Williams, CEO at Analytica, an influencer marketing software platform. To learn more about Analytica and read lists and the who's who, visit analytica.com. And you can hear all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.